I was looking at an archive of old internet scams the other day, and honestly, there is this weird nostalgia to them.
Oh, totally. Like a blast from the past.
Right, like the classic Nigerian prince emails or those completely incoherent text messages from a quote-unquote delivery company.
Yeah, the ones with the link that look like someone literally just smashed their forehead on a keyboard.
Exactly. I mean, they were just riddled with typos. The graphics looked like they were rendered on a toaster, and the grammar was hilariously broken.
It was almost charming in a way.
It was. You'd spot the red flag in 2 seconds, delete it, feel a tiny bit smug about your own street smarts, and just move on.
Well, it was a simpler time. I mean, those clumsy mistakes actually acted as an unintentional warning system for us.
Right.
The scammers were basically relying on casting this massive, super sloppy net, just hoping to catch the fraction of a percent of people who weren't paying attention.
But I mean, imagine a world where those obvious mistakes just no longer exist.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
A world where the scam doesn't sound like a robot translating through like three different languages, but sounds indistinguishable from your boss or your best friend or your bank.
It changes everything.
It really does. And that is the chilling reality outlined in a recent breakdown we're looking at from besecurityware.com. So today we're doing a deep dive into this paradigm shift.
Because it really is a complete shift.
It is. We have basically moved out of the era of humans trying to trick humans, and we have entered this literal AI versus AI battlefield.
That's the perfect way to frame it.
And to understand how fast the rules of digital safety are changing for you, for all of us, the Be Security Aware breakdown points to this secret unreleased
Oh,
project.
this is the really well part.
Yeah, it served as a massive wake-up call to the entire tech industry. We're talking about Claude Mythos.
Yeah, so Claude Mythos is it's an experimental AI model
Yeah.
created by Anthropic. And you can't just go on the internet and prompt it. I mean, it is strictly an internal testing tool.
So it's locked down.
Highly locked down. Researchers essentially sent this model into the deep ancient caves of computer code.
Like massive software repositories.
Exactly. And they just tasked it with exploring. They wanted to see if an advanced language model could, find bugs.
But wait, hasn't the industry had automated bug hunting tools for like decades?
Oh, absolutely have. But traditional tools are incredibly rigid. I mean, they look for specific known patterns of bad coding.
They aren't very smart.
No, not at all. But Claude Mythos approaches code entirely differently. Because it's built on a massive neural network that's designed to understand language, it actually reads the code semantically,
Semantic meaning.
meaning it understands the actual intent of the software. Yeah. So it isn't just looking for a typo in the syntax. It's looking for complex, logical flaws that a human programmer just totally missed.
And what were the results of that?
Staggering. Just staggering. It uncovered a massive hoard of what the industry calls zero-day vulnerabilities.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't track cybersecurity daily, a zero day is basically the holy grail for a hacker.
Pretty much the worst case scenario.
Because it's a completely unknown flaw in a piece of software. Like, the
Oh.
developers have had 0 days to fix it because they don't even know it exists yet.
Exactly. It is an open, totally invisible window into a system. And Mythos wasn't just finding a few of these.
It was finding a lot.
It was finding them by the thousands.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The capability of this model was so profound that it actually crossed Anthropic's own internal safety red lines.
Wait, really?
Because if a tool with that level of semantic code comprehension somehow fell into the wild, I mean, it would be catastrophic.
Because the bad guys would basically have an automated map to every broken lock in the digital world.
Precisely. So Anthropic actually teamed up with companies like Google and Microsoft to use Claude Mythos strictly defensively.
Like an alliance.
Exactly. They locked it in a secure environment to aggressively hunt down and patch these holes across the entire tech ecosystem, before malicious actors could find them.
That is just, I mean, it's like designing the world's most sophisticated lockpick just to audit the security of your own front door.
That's a great analogy.
But then once you finish building it, you realize the underlying mechanism is so dangerous that you can literally never let the blueprint leave the room.
Right, because the moment you
Every
do,
lock on the planet is suddenly obsolete.
that captures the dual-use nature of this technology perfectly. I mean, the underlying mechanics, the ability to analyze millions of lines of code, synthesize context, and spot these microscopic anomalies.
Totally neutral, right?
Exactly, it's agnostic. They can be used to reinforce the fortress, or they can be used to just dismantle it completely.
Which naturally leads to the terrifying part of the Be Security Aware report.
Yeah, here we go.
If the massive tech companies are building models this powerful just to play defense, what happens when everyday cyber criminals weaponize the generative AI tools that are already available to the public?
That is the million-dollar question.
Because the report makes it very clear, the scammers aren't just sitting around waiting for Claude Mythos. They are already bringing the threat right to our inboxes today.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
And the execution is miles away from the bad spelling we were joking about earlier.
Right.
Take phishing, for example. I mean, the old model was a human scammer drafting a super generic script. The new model uses AI to completely automate hyper-personalization,
okay. You know,
synthetic spear phishing.
Synthetic spear phishing. Okay, so instead of a generic dear customer, it's using an LLM to synthesize data from across the web.
Precisely. A bad actor can write a simple script that tells an AI to scrape a target's public LinkedIn profile, their recent Twitter post, maybe a public blog where they shared vacation photos. The AI digests all those disparate data points and drafts a flawless, grammatically perfect email.
That is wild.
It might reference your recent promotion, mention your trip to Italy, and just weave that context into a fraudulent request. Like maybe pretending to be a vendor you met at a recent conference.
And I'm guessing it bypasses the traditional spam filters.
Oh, easily. Because those filters are looking for clumsy keywords and bad syntax. The AI generates something that looks structurally and semantically like a totally legitimate professional communication.
So it's no longer a net. It's basically a laser-guided spear.
Exactly.
And it's not just confined to text, right? The breakdown gets into deepfake audio, which frankly feels like the most insidious application of this whole technology.
It really is, because that touches on the psychology of the attack.
How so?
Well, we are biologically wired to respond to the voices of the people we love. That amygdala response, the panic center of the brain, it overrides logic instantly.
Right. If you hear your spouse in trouble, you aren't thinking critically.
Exactly. Now, in the past, creating a convincing synthetic voice required hours of clean, studio-quality audio to train a model.
Which most people just don't have online.
Right. But today, AI models can achieve highly accurate voice cloning with what's called few-shot learning.
Few-shot meaning they just need a tiny sample.
Very tiny.
So if I have a public Instagram account and there's like a 5-second video of me talking to my dog, is that enough?
Yes. That's all they need.
You're kidding. 5 seconds.
5 seconds. The AI extracts the acoustic features, so the cadence, the pitch, the specific phonetic quirks of your voice from that tiny, noisy sample.
Wow.
It builds an acoustic model, and from there, the scammer can type whatever text they want, and the AI synthesizes your exact voice, speaking those words in real time.
So they call your spouse or your parents.
And the person on the other end hears you crying for help, claiming you've been in a car accident and need money wired for bail or medical fees.
And the emotional hijack just completely short circuits any critical thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear your kids screaming. You aren't pausing to analyze the audio artifacts. You're just reacting.
It's pure panic.
And the infrastructure supporting these attacks is getting just as sophisticated. I mean, the article mentions hackers using AI to spin up incredibly realistic fake websites.
Oh, yeah. Spoofing the FBI, creating carbon copy banking portals.
Right. Portals that just intercept your credentials the exact moment you type them in.
It lowers the barrier to entry for cybercrime, basically down to the floor. Semi-skilled bad actors are using public tools, prompting things like ChatGPT or Claude Code to help them generate the back-end architecture for these traps.
So you don't even need to be a master coder anymore.
Not at all. But honestly, the most alarming technical leap in the source material is the evolution of the malware itself.
Oh, this part was crazy.
It brings up a concept called polymorphic or shape-shifting computer viruses.
Yes, I saw that phrase, shape-shifting computer viruses. And it genuinely sounds like science fiction. I mean, how can a piece of software rewrite its own code without breaking its functionality?
It's wild, right? To understand how wild this is, you really have to look at how traditional antivirus works.
Okay, lay it out for us.
Legacy antivirus relies on a database of file signatures or hashes. Think of a hash as a digital fingerprint for a known piece of malware.
A digital fingerprint. Got it.
So when you download a file, the antivirus scans it, computes the fingerprint, and checks it against the database of known bad guys. If it's a match, it blocks it.
Okay, so if the bad guy just changes, like one single line of code, does the fingerprint change?
Completely.
Wow.
Even a microscopic change alters the hash entirely. It makes the virus look brand new to this scanner. Now, in the past, human hackers had to manually tweak their code to evade detection.
Which takes time.
Exactly. But now they're using AI-driven metamorphic engines. When the malware tries to execute and senses an antivirus scanner, the embedded AI actually rewrites the underlying binary structure of the virus on the fly.
Wait, it's rewriting its own instructions while it's actively running?
Yes. It generates a completely new sequence of code that achieves the exact same execution path. So, the same malicious payload, but it looks structurally alien to the scanner.
So it just slips right past the database?
Because it never presents the same digital fingerprint twice. It mutates constantly.
Okay, let me pause you there.
Sure.
Because if the typos are gone, the fake graphics are flawless, the voice on the phone sounds exactly like my wife, and the malware is literally mutating its code in real time to become invisible to traditional scanners.
It sounds bleak.
Yeah, how are we not entirely defenseless? It feels like we are just fundamentally outgunned.
It is highly intimidating, I'll give you that. But that reaction assumes the defense is just standing still, and it isn't.
Okay.
The BSecurityWare breakdown points out a really crucial statistic. 95% of cybersecurity experts agree that AI is actually our greatest shield against these exact threats.
Okay, so AI is fighting the AI.
Exactly. Just as the attacks have evolved, the defense has shifted from rigid databases to dynamic intelligence systems.
Let's dig into that mechanism. Because if the virus is mutating its signature every few seconds, how on earth does an AI defense actually catch it?
By completely ignoring what the file looks like and focusing entirely on what the file actually does.
Okay.
It's called behavioral antivirus or heuristic analysis. Think of traditional antivirus like checking a biological virus against a DNA database.
Right, the fingerprints.
If the polymorphic malware mutates its DNA every second, the database is useless. But behavioral AI acts more like a biological immune system.
How so?
The immune system doesn't necessarily need to know the exact genetic makeup of an invader. It just notices that a cell is certainly trying to, say, destroy your respiratory system, and it attacks the malicious behavior.
So instead of scanning the file structure, the AI is monitoring the system calls in real time.
Exactly. The AI sits at the operating system level and just watches the behavior of every running process.
That makes sense.
So if a completely unknown, seemingly benign file, say, a simple PDF reader, suddenly attempts to rapidly call an encryption library and modify thousands of your personal photo files.
The AI steps in.
The AI instantly recognizes that as the behavioral pattern of ransomware. It doesn't care that the file signature isn't in some database. It recognizes the hostile intent.
Yeah.
And just kills the process before the encryption can even execute.
That is brilliant. You can change your disguise all you want, but the moment you try to pick the lock on the vault, you get tackled.
Exactly. And we're seeing this behavioral analysis being deployed at the perimeter, too, like in our email servers.
Right.
Smart email filters are no longer just looking for the word Viagra or some known malicious URL. They are utilizing natural language processing to analyze the semantic tone of the message itself.
So it's reading the mood of the email.
It is. The AI can detect the subtle authoritative pressure or the artificial urgency that's so typical of a phishing attack. It maps the behavioral routing of the email, where it originated, how the headers are structured, and cross-references that against billions of data points.
There's actually a highly practical application of this in the BSecurityAware article that I just loved. They call it the Ask AI hack.
Oh, yes. This is great.
And it's such a clever way to turn the scammer's tools against them.
It is incredibly effective.
Mm-hmm.
Because LLMs are trained on vast data sets, including colossal archives of known scam scripts, phishing tactics, and fraud patterns, they are exceptionally good at pattern matching.
Right. So if you get a text message that just feels slightly off, or an email from your quote-unquote CEO demanding you buy gift cards, you don't have to rely purely on your own gut instinct.
No, you don't.
You can just copy the text, drop it into a public chatbot like Gemini or ChatGPT, and literally just ask, analyze this for signs of a scam.
And the LLM will just tear it apart. I mean, it will instantly flag the manipulative language, point out that the domain name in the link uses a zero instead of an O, and highlight all the structural anomalies.
It's like having an expert right there.
It acts as an on-demand forensic linguist sitting on your desktop. Now, obviously, you should never paste sensitive, personally identifiable information or proprietary company data into a public chatbot.
Right. Keep the private stuff private.
But for generic, suspicious communications, it is a brilliant, first line of defense.
So the software is acting as our immune system, catching the mutating code and filtering the synthesized emails.
Yep.
But the glaring reality of cybersecurity is that attackers often bypass the software entirely by just hacking the human.
That is the weakest link.
They want us to willingly open the vault for them. Which brings us to the final and perhaps most vital phase of the Be Security Aware report. The tactical playbook for you, the individual.
Because the AI can only do so much.
Exactly. If the AI is handling the digital perimeter, what are the non-negotiable hard lines the human user has to maintain?
It begins with recognizing the fundamental mechanism of social engineering in the AI era.
Which is what?
Scammers are exploiting speed. They manufacture artificial urgency to force you into making a decision before your prefrontal cortex can actually evaluate the situation.
They want you panicked.
Right. The foundational rule of modern digital safety is simply to break that loop. Slow down and verify.
So if you get a call saying your bank account is compromised, you sever the connection right then.
Hang up the phone.
You look up the official number independently, and you initiate the contact. You force the interaction onto a verified channel.
That act alone defeats 90% of panic-based scams.
Mm.
But there are structural defenses you have to put in place, too, starting with multi-factor authentication, or MFA. The report cites this as the single most effective barrier you can erect.
Let's explain why MFA is so critical against an AI adversary, because I know people often view it as just an annoying extra step when they log in.
I get that.
Yeah.
It is an extra step, but it's an out-of-band step, which is the entire point.
Out-of-band meaning?
Imagine an AI perfectly guesses or steals your password in a massive data breach. If you only have a password, the AI is in. It's done.
Game over.
But MFA requires a second proof of identity, usually a cryptographic token generated on a physical authenticator app on your phone.
Right.
The AI is trapped in the digital network layer. It cannot reach through the screen and physically tap the screen of the device sitting in your pocket.
So you are leveraging physical reality to break a digital attack. I love that.
It's essential.
Now, the next absolute necessity the report covers is the password manager. They mention tools like NordPass and Keeper Security because the common trap here is password reuse.
We all do it.
Right. A human cannot possibly remember 50 highly complex random strings of characters, so we reuse the same password with minor variations.
Which is exactly what automated credential stuffing attacks rely on.
So if one site gets hacked...
If your favorite... I don't know, baking forum gets breached, the AI takes that password and immediately tests it against your banking, your email, your social media accounts, all in seconds.
That's terrifying.
The password manager solves the entropy problem. It generates a massively complex, cryptographically independent vault for every single account and auto-fills them for you.
So it isolates the damage.
It ensures that a breach in one irrelevant corner of your digital life doesn't hand over the keys to your entire financial infrastructure.
Yeah, when it comes to the deepfake audio, the voice cloning that hijacks our emotions that we talked about, the report suggests a defense that is almost hilariously analog.
Yes. The family code word.
It's the ultimate air gap against synthetic data.
It really is.
Yeah.
You basically establish a specific phrase or a nonsensical question with your immediate family.
Okay.
And when that frantic call comes in from a loved one asking for money, you just interrupt and demand the code word.
It's deeply ironic, isn't it? I mean, we are discussing polymorphic malware engines, neural network voice cloning, zero-day vulnerabilities. And one of the absolute most impenetrable defenses is a secret password you established at the kitchen table, just like kids playing in a treehouse.
I love that comparison.
Yeah.
But it works perfectly because an AI, regardless of how much computing power it has, cannot extract a secret that only exists in the biological memory of your family.
It is a strictly human defense against an artificial attack.
Exactly.
The report also touches on a concept called data starvation, basically treating your social media like a private diary.
Right, because we talked about how the AI scrapes your public profiles to generate those hyper-personalized spear phishing emails.
The LinkedIn and Twitter scraping.
If your accounts are locked down, if you aren't broadcasting your location, your connections, and your entire organizational chart to the public internet, you starve the LLM of the contextual data it needs to trick you.
You basically become a harder target to profile.
Yes. You blend in.
And lastly, the simplest yet probably most ignored advice in tech history, install your software updates.
Please, yes. We have to tie this back to Claude Mythos.
Right, the AI finding all those bugs.
Those zero-day vulnerabilities, those invisible open windows in the code we talked about. When Apple or Microsoft pushes a security update to your phone, they are sending out the patch to board up those specific windows.
So when you hit remind me tomorrow on a software update,
you are consciously leaving your front door unlocked against known, actively exploited threats.
It really is a perpetual arms race.
It is.
So to kind of wrap up our deep dive here, the era of the sloppy, misspelled scam is dead.
Long gone.
We are living in this AI versus AI battlefield where attacks are flawlessly synthesized and malware mutates on the fly.
Right.
But the defensive architecture, the behavioral immune systems, and the semantic filters, they are scaling right alongside those threats.
They're keeping pace.
And if we implement the hard lines, so MFA, cryptographic password vaults, and data starvation, we deny the AI the easy pathways, forcing them to try and manipulate us directly.
Which brings it all back to the human element.
Exactly. And that is where the human ability to slow down, verify, and demand the code word becomes our ultimate firewall.
We just have to evolve our instincts, let the automated systems handle the mutating code, but just maintain a baseline level of healthy skepticism for every digital interaction you have.
It really forces a massive shift in how we view trust on the internet.
It does.
And frankly, looking at this whole landscape, it brings up a fascinating, slightly unsettling consequence of all this automation.
What's that?
Well, if AI is generating the spear phishing emails and it's writing the polymorphic malware,
yeah,
and AI behavioral systems are simultaneously acting as the immune system trying to catch them,
right,
how long until the machines are moving so fast that human beings are just entirely removed from the loop of our own digital security?
That is a wild thought.
It really makes you wonder if we are rapidly approaching a day where we are just biological spectators sitting on the sidelines watching invisible synthetic systems fight a silent war over our data.